This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 176 for Tuesday, December 7th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mostly lower Tuesday, with speculative profit taking a feature. Canola was up 70 cents to down nearly $4, the most active months all lower, January down $3.50 at $1,023.60 per ton. Positioning ahead of updated renewable fuel blending requirements from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency accounted for some of the activity, with traders reportedly liquidating long positions and booking profits in case the expected EPA announcement generated any shocks in the vegetable oil markets. A lack of significant end-user demand also weighed on prices, with exporters said to be covered for the short term. The Canadian dollar, it's stronger on the day, and that put additional pressure on canola. But the ongoing concerns over tight supplies did remain supportive. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, but corn and wheat both higher. The USDA releases updated supply-demand estimates on Thursday, and pre-report positioning was a feature. Soybeans down 11 cents in the January contract at $12.50 per bushel. Expectations for large South American production are overhanging the market, with Brazil's soybean crop 90% seeded, according to reports out of that country. However, the USDA did announce private export sales this morning of 123,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Corn, it traded to both sides of unchanged, but held on to gains at the close in sympathy with wheat. March corn up 2 cents at $5.86 per bushel. Traders were awaiting anticipated blending mandates from the EPA, rumored to be out sometime today. The EPA's blending requirements were initially set to be announced at the end of November, but that deadline was extended indefinitely. General expectations are that the targets for this year and next year will come in well below initial targets set prior to the pandemic. Corn seeding in Brazil is nearing completion, with 94% of intended acres in the ground in the key center-south growing region. Wheat, it's higher. The Minneapolis spring wheat up 10 cents in the March contract at $10.38 per bushel. Kansas City up 5 cents in March at $8.27 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 2 cents in the March contract at $8.08 per bushel. Quality and supply concerns from a number of major wheat exporters kept that market well supported today, with positioning ahead of Thursday's USDA report a feature. A number of countries were tendering for wheat, with the U.S. making up a large portion of Japan's latest purchases. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, December 7th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.